Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, man. Nothing like ice cream for breakfast. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Thanks, Whole Foods, for coming by today.
Golden milk gingerbread.
Yep.
Remember that flavor. That is... I don't normally go in for it. Tricky named ice creams, but this is so good.
It's ridiculous. It's a Humphrey Slocum. I guess they got a couple new flavors that are exclusive to like Northern California and Reno. And we got samples of them this morning. We got to have ice cream for breakfast.
I'm in a good mood now.
I know. Oh my God. Get you a little perky. I love anything ginger flavored.
Oh, you do?
Oh my God. I love ginger. I love putting ginger on stuff. I love candy ginger. I love ginger ice cream.
Ginger ale?
Ginger ale's great. Ginger beer. I'm in. Ginger. I like it. Golden milk and gingerbread is this. With turmeric infused honey milk. I don't even know what that is. I'm like, I'm down.
With chocolate chip gingerbread.
Oh, so freaking good. And at first you're like, you taste it, you go, oh, that's nice, that's gingery. And the more you eat it, the more you're like, I'm going to need another bowl of this.
Yeah.
Like, why are these bowls so small?
Come on,
man, load me up.
Why is that?
This flavor is exclusive to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Humphrey Slocum.
Yep. Humphrey Slocum, which, by the way, was founded right here in San Francisco's Mission District. Mm-hmm. So they're local.
Mm.
Live and local. Anyway, thanks, Whole Foods, for coming. Always great to see Whole Foods because they always bring food. It's weird. Really enjoy that. Yep.
And sure. Melissa was really cool. She's the one who made the flavor.
Yeah.
And she, I guess, runner up in Top Chef?
I'm not sure.
Made the finals?
Let's give her the gold medal right now.
If you're on Top Chef, you're pretty good at stuff. I guess she's got another one too, Hong Kong milk tea with almond. And I guess these are like exclusive ones that are only available Whole Foods Market, Northern California and Reno. Okay, there. I think we've slurped them enough to get some more ice cream. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. It is time to call us and participate in our live Halloween secret show. We couldn't be more excited about this. This has become a tradition here at the Sarah and Vinny Show. We do a little podcast, this secret show, a couple days a week. Things get a little dicey on that show. It's for grown-ups only. And same deal with this. This is actually a 21 and up show. And we're doing it at Club Fugazi, home of Beach Blanket Babylon. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review, is the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. So they're loaning us Club Fugazi during the day on Halloween Day from 11 to 1. You get in there. We got a little lunch going for you. There's a cash bar and door prizes and the costume contest. So wear a costume. Because you could win a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights of lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film, Line of Descent. Also, we've got a 40-inch HD smart TV up for grabs and tickets for the San Francisco Dungeon and, of course, Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. We would love to see you at our Halloween secret show. We'd love to see you there, too, Bryn. I'm hoping that'll happen.
Yeah, I plan to be there.
Yeah, Bryn.
Yeah.
Our friend Rudy's going to be there.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get that on the podcast, too.
Get Rudy on the podcast? Yeah, if he'll let us put
his
on
comedy
there.
Set, yeah. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he let us?
I can't think of one reason. Who knows?
Well, you
maybe
know.
Maybe he's a baby.
No, I don't know.
Right, I'm going to have him read some sort of disclaimer.
Yeah, again. He's got to, right, we'll have to.
We'll have it on tape and stuff like that. Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Have his funny set.
Put the jokes he wrote up there. So we have just an action-packed show. It's going to be fantastic, and we hope you can join us. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Man, I have so much stuff around here.
Yeah, it's a very...
I can't find places to put things.
Mixed up morning.
So I just got handed this. Fats Domino has passed away.
Oh.
We talked about Benson this morning. Robert Guillaume passed away at the age of 89. Fats Domino, age of 89, also passed away. He died in New Orleans, surrounded by family and friends. Blueberry Hill's the big one. Crank this up.
This was Richie Cunningham's favorite song. Mm.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You didn't know that?
Well, I don't know.
On Happy Days. He'd always break into this when they talked about Lori Beth.
Oh, that's right.
Sweet Knees. That was his nickname for her. You didn't know that?
It rings familiar. I certainly watched all those shows. I guess I just didn't memorize all the trivia. Anyway, legendary New Orleans singer and piano player took the 50s and 60s by storm. Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, I'm Walking. Oh, do I'm Walking too. Is that I'm Walking? Yes, indeed. I'm Talking. He sold more than 65 million albums.
What?
Mm-hmm. Received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 19... Back when people actually had to go buy the record. He sold 65 million albums.
Oh, but I bet he got ripped off with some bad deal.
Can you see what he was worth? Yeah, see what Fats now. Somebody who sold $65 million should have died rich.
Filthy rich.
Yep. He got a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1987, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986.
He's worth $8 million.
That's all?
You gotta be kidding.
Well, at least he died okay.
Yeah, he had some money. Did a lot of work for relief efforts after Hurricane Katrina. He was deeply embedded in New Orleans and was 89 years old. Rest in peace, Fats Domino. So we were just talking about Mariah Carey's Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and how much we love it. Well, how much I love it, and I don't think Vinny loves it.
I don't dislike it. I just...
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's pretty. Yeah, crank that up. Ooh. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my dreams come true. Play the other version.
Yeah, that's the problem with this song, is the other her that sings this song is not nearly as good.
Are you talking about the live version?
Yeah, yeah, play the live one.
All right.
Ooh.
Crunch.
Ooh. Anyway, she's got a new Christmas song coming out. It's called The Star, and it features her kids, Moroccan and Monroe.
Oh.
I wonder if her kids are going to be able to sing. Like, she's a, you know... She was such an amazing singer back in the olden days.
You'd think that she'd try to teach him.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good life.
Sure.
And music
she's worth
is...
a half a billion bucks. Mm-hmm.
Her music will be live what long past her life.
And there's so much joy in music. I mean, I think, you know, I always loved hearing about musicians who actually just sit around and jam. Like, I think that's great. It hasn't turned into a job for them. Although I gotta say, Mariah, man, even on that song, those first couple albums, her voice was just like a toy that she could just toss around. Like,
well, listen, in her defense, I'm pretty sure wasn't that a bad version of her lip sync where wasn't she supposed to be singing with the backing track or
she
something?
She was, yeah.
But wasn't that morning?
That was like
the Today Show in the morning, wasn't it?
I don't
it?
Know, but it was a rehearsal for it. The thing is, or was that the, or did she not show for the rehearsal?
Yeah, Today, yes.
No, her
like,
voice,
released
her
it,
voice
though.
Sucks compared to how it used to be. Like, she used to, you could hear, even on that song, you can hear that she sings low. She doesn't have what she used to have. Like, yes, that was a particularly horrible instance, that live show. I'm sure she can do better than that, but she's not the once was Mariah. Come on. Play me just a verse of just like her, just like flailing. Just that voice. It's just amazing. How about Vision of Love?
Oh, Visions of Love.
Boy, you're into it, aren't you?
I love her.
I'm shocked.
That first record, I'm telling you, Vinny, everything on that record was oh, yeah, crank this up. Skip toward the end, can you?
The end? How far? To the end?
I don't know, when she starts going crazy.
Yeah, the All end.
Right. Oh.
Don't you think she's yelling at us?
Not really.
You're the one who always says that.
No, she's not yelling. She is singing. That is like pouring at her. Oh, crank this up. Oh, God. Chills. She's a kid there. I think she's like 17 when that record comes out. She's just freaking amazing. Holy crap.
Do you know this song?
Oh, this is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your favorite?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites for sure.
Is Boyz II Men on this one?
No, they're on One Sweet Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell's happening?
Talk about Mariah Carey. Anyway, the new song's The Star. You could hear her kids singing a little bit on the chorus there. Her
hold
poor
it.
Voice.
Hold
and
it.
So this is the Christmas song?
No, this is another song. We're just listening to Mariah Carey now.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all she's right. so goddamn good.
She is so good. Mm.
That doesn't happen anymore. No, let me hear the new song again. Listen to how like tired she sounds.
God,
it's fine.
It's that's exactly right. It's fine. Like she, you know, I don't know. Just saying what it used to be. God, I'm such a bitch about it. Anyway, we can move on now.
Thank you.
This is so funny. Were you able to find those pictures? You got to show Vinny these in color.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
You know how they have wax museums everywhere? Like,
yeah.
People go to them. They're big. We actually have one, a really good one in San Francisco. Like,
have you been to it?
I have. And it's...
Peter Dinklage was here last year for it.
Oh, was that? Oh, really? Because yeah. I was going to say he's in it.
Oh, he is.
And it's really, really good. Like, the thing is, if you put yourself in a picture, it looks like you're with the person when it's a really good wax figure.
Is this wax museum the one in San Francisco that you're referencing?
No, this one's in Peru.
Oh.
Peru?
Yep. Even Peru has their own wax museums. And I don't know if this one is famous for really bad wax figures, but... If I'm Lady Gaga, I'm going to Peru to melt this thing, like for sure. It's horrendous. So, social media, I guess someone was in Peru and went, oh, I'm going to go. Are you looking at it? It's
so
horrendous.
So
show
good.
Vinny.
Show there Vinny this. Yeah, there's one shot of it.
Here's
it's like,
another one.
Honestly.
Oh, you know who it looks like?
Donatella Versace. It's just... It's like if Lady Gaga was a crack hoe. I don't know. It's so bad.
Well, it must be hard, right?
Well,
to get someone who can, you know, that's why.
Not everybody can make a good wax figure, Sarah.
But the people who work at wax museums should be able to. I don't know.
Peru's like, what? We made Machu Picchu.
Right.
We don't have to do anything else.
We've accomplished everything that we wanted to do. One Twitter user wrote, "The disrespect is too much." So anyway, I guess you could go to Peru and see it for yourself if you wanted. Although, like you mentioned, there are other things to see in Peru.
That's one of the wonders of the world, Machu Picchu.
Right.
I heard.
And I think I don't think they do this anymore, but people, I guess that place has been decimated just by people crawling all over it. Like, they used to just let people crawl all over it. And now it's like...
Machu Picchu is?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be that you'd have to hike there, so it wasn't that bad. But now you can cheat, and I think there's a bus
or... A donkey.
Something that will carry you right up
you
there.
You get there, and then you get out and trample all over.
You don't have to work for it
Do they
anymore.
Still let people walk all over it, though?
No, I'm sure they've
I know.
Made
it would
paths.
Seem that you'd not have your ruins be further ruined. Anyway... Just go walk all over this wax figure. Oh, my. It's worth a look, by the way. If you're listening to us now and you're thinking, how bad can it be? It's bad.
So it says you can. Yeah, you can still.
Walk all over.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm amazed. Because that does seem like one of those places that it's not like you can rebuild it.
Well, they throw down some new sod and hope for the best, right?
I guess. Oh, and there's actual Donatella, Jesus, Versace and Lady Gaga. Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah,
sure is.
Great shot of her. Yeah. J-Lo and A-Rod are totally in love. It's adorable.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm only mentioning this because it's just a post that she did on, I guess this is Twitter. J-Lo says, "Hope you're all smiling big today. You make my heart and soul smile, and I love you." At A-Rod. Here's the picture. Looks like they're in a... like a dance studio, and he's just visiting, and she's all sweaty and throws her arms around him. It's a really cute picture. They're in love. Good for them. I'm happy for them. Bill O'Reilly.
What happened?
He got dropped from UTA. They're a talent agency.
Yeah, they represent,
a lot of people. They're
yeah,
big.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, he is no longer a client. The agency... Monday evening informed him that he would no longer be represented by them when his agreement with the company expires at the end of the year. And they're talking about this $32 million that he forked over to settle with some Fox News analyst.
Well, you don't settle for that amount if you didn't do it, right?
That is correct, Vinny. $32 million is seriously, you did a lot of bad. Her allegations are like he would send her porn and obviously just on-set harassment. But I want to say there was some, you know, non-consensual sexual stuff as well.
Well, I would think the whole $32 million was paid to... for her to zip it.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably will never know what the extent of it was.
Well, right, exactly. Or she has to give the money back. Anyway, so he's out. He has a show that he does, I don't know, on the Bill O'Reilly Network. This is it looks like a web show to me. I was watching Anderson Cooper yesterday, and he had a clip of Bill O'Reilly. So he's got headphones on, Vin, I think, and he's talking into a mic, and there's a camera on his face. Does he have headphones on? I'm pretty sure he does.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's like a radio show slash it's going out on the internet live with visuals.
Is it like
visuals.
His YouTube channel?
It seems to be more
more
formal
official
than that.
Okay.
He's clearly doing it from his house. I mean, or someone's house. There's like a few books on a shelf behind him, and he seems comfortable and... but he was saying that he's super mad at God. Oh, I wonder if they'll have any questions for him. Is it okay to be mad at God, Hooman?
I mean, it's happened in the Bible a lot. But he's right. There are people who have it way worse than him.
That is for sure.
Kids with cancer. I can't think of anything worse. I saw something, one of those NFL pieces where one of the Eagles players was meeting a little fan who was... bald and thin, and you just go, now there's someone who has an argument with God.
Right.
Those parents.
That is not effing fair.
Get to go to the pearly gates and say, what the hell?
Now, what did I do in a past life that you punished me with this?
This one, no.
Yeah, no. Because my guess is, like, you know, first of all, is he going to the pearly gates? I don't know, $32 million settlement. But that would be very judgy of me. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Mm.
Amen. What? No.
You're not supposed to be judgy.
Oh.
That's what they taught me in Sunday school, Vinny. I know, it's so hard for me to not be judgy. All right, I have time for like one more thing. Let me.
All right, one more thing, everyone.
It's from Matthew. It's from the book of Matthew.
Oh, thank you.
It's a book of Matthew thing?
Matthew 7.
Thank you.
Shame.
I just can't bring myself to do a Justin Bieber story. We've had
Why?
So much because I just don't want to.
Is it bad?
I'm gonna do a Paul Walker story. How's that song?
Oh, play the song.
So Paul Walker, who died in an accident in a Porsche almost four years ago,
mm-hmm.
His daughter, Meadow,
yeah.
She just settled with Porsche. I don't have the details of the settlement. She initially got like a $10 million payout from the driver of the car's family, Roger Rodas.
Yeah,
she got $10 million. But the thing is, even for him to pay that out, they're saying law enforcement ruled the cause of the crash was a result of speeding at rates of between 80 and 93 miles per hour. But according to the lawsuit, Paul's driver, Roger Rodas, was only going between 63 and 71 when he lost control. And I guess they can find this out from the car's computers. And then the seatbelts malfunctioned, so they couldn't get out of the car after it crashed, which is why I know it's horrible. So the bottom line is that this particular model of Porsche, and probably this one was, you know, who knows what customization, who knows. They're saying it doesn't belong on the street and we shouldn't be without Paul Walker or his friend Roger Rodas. So they've settled with Meadow Walker. And I don't have that settlement amount, but they're all the suits.
I don't want to say it's a boy thing, though, but I do think it's partly an American thing where we love our cars. Mm-hmm. We soup them up. We get a buddy in the car for a drive and we
share
up the
off,
neighborhood.
Right.
That's
what people do. And this
everywhere, all across the country.
It's some kind of a swerve control thing that they said wasn't installed on it. Like it's not supposed to swerve at those speeds or whatever it was. There's something that could have been done that wasn't done.
Hey.
So they paid up. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll get to that superstition story for you. How to control your dreams. I've got a tip.
All right.
If you're willing to go that far. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:39 on Hope Day morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Alice in Winterland, a night of music you do not want to miss out on. John Mayer and Maren Morris are the stars. Tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. There's a limited number of these because it's at the Masonic. And it's not a giant place. It's a nice, intimate place to see John Mayer. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And the show always sells out. And usually pretty quickly, too. So make your plans now to be on those sites first thing tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Alice in Winterland.
Did you get your 15 pair yet?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
No. She's not letting us have 15 pair.
That's too bad.
I know, because I've already had 15 requests, know, and I'm going to have to say no to every single one of them. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane. She is here. She texted me after
Jane,
the last
you're playing
promo.
A game called. Call her the Gabbai's real name. Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Yeah, Jane.
She texted me after my last plug and said, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm here, man.
What?
Well, of course she's here. There's ice cream here. Come on. Come on in.
Well, no, she's not actually here yet, but she is back from Nashville. She's not in Tennessee. She's in the Bay Area and going to be doing a show this afternoon for you, the Alice listener. So please tune in and enjoy Jane.
She's highly enjoyable.
She is. She's excellent. So I guess if you're up to no good and you've been quietly at it for a while, it's unfortunate that your brother decides to go on a murderous rampage because it makes the police look at you.
Uh-oh. Are we talking about Bob?
Are we talking about the guy who shot everyone in Vegas?
We are.
Oh, damn.
Bruce Paddock has been taken into custody
for
in
what?
North Hollywood at an assisted living home. Law enforcement says cops were tipped that there was child porn on his computer.
Oh, my God.
And they got a search warrant. Bruce Paddock is the brother of the Las Vegas murderer.
He's not the one we saw in Florida, is
no.
he?
No.
Okay.
He is in an assisted living home in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And I guess they were trying to locate the guy without success, but finally found him. And they do say they did, in fact, find child porn images on his computer.
Wow.
That's a family.
We need to look into the Florida brother now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he's squeaky clean.
Let's find out for sure.
Well, remember that their dad was on FBI's most wanted
mm-hmm.
list and was a big-time bank robber
right.
in whatever that was, the 60s or 50s. Oh, I wanted to mention right around the corner, if you're an Apple person, that the iPhone 10 is coming. I think it's November 3rd.
Oh, boy, right around the corner.
You going to get it?
I don't think anyone's going to get it. It looks like they're going to have some kind of a supply problem. Now, I don't know if they put these stories out, if this is like the master at work saying it's going to be tough to get, so hurry.
Right.
This is the way to get the lines back in place. The lines they didn't really have for the iPhone 8.
Right. Well, you can't announce that you're going to do iPhone 10 in like 2 weeks. And I mean, honestly,
that was a weird thing.
I don't know what they were thinking. That just seemed like super bad marketing to me. Like, why would I get the iPhone 8 when I'm going to want the iPhone 10 in 1 month?
They say to expect a demand problem for Apple's newest, most expensive smartphone. It starts at almost $1,000. And they expect that there won't be enough to go around. Hmm. So you're going to want to...
And are we even being told what the big improvement... Like, what's...
There's a bunch of stuff, but the big one they're saying is this face recognition. So you won't use a fingerprint,
right.
You'll use your face.
The one that didn't work when the guy was demoing it.
Well, they said that there was... Someone got fired for that. Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
That sucks for them.
But the facial scanning camera is pretty neat technology.
So if the face doesn't work, do they still have the fingerprint?
Or does it go to the
I think you'd go
code.
To the code.
All right.
You got a backup code. I don't think they're doing the fingerprint thing on this one.
The face?
It's the face.
I like the face.
And the face is one of the things that Apple has that nobody else has.
Right.
So it's a lot of times like Apple... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I just feel like what if you break your nose or something or you...
It's going to still work. There's a bunch of stuff that's unique to you on your face. Right.
What if I get older and then everything starts to droop.
Because you won't buy a new phone in 2 years.
No, I'm keeping it forever.
Please. Anyway,
if I'm a little puffy, like waking up from a nap or something,
Or you had ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah. What if my face gets fatter?
You have been going hard at that. I mean, it's delicious.
I would go harder, but it's frozen so solid that it's really hard to get a bite out of there. Damn. Who knew?
Who knew?
That Humphrey Slocum would be my new favorite ice cream. Jesus. So good.
The golden milk gingerbread was pretty darn good.
Delicious. I was just chowing it was salted caramel cocoa nib.
Good.
Like crunchy, salty.
Researchers in Australia recently tested three different techniques to bring on lucid dreaming. That's when you realize you're dreaming, but you don't wake up.
And you can control it.
Most of them I don't like, but I do like this one.
Okay.
A technique called wake back to bed. Set an alarm to wake you up in 5 hours, then stay awake for a few minutes before you fall back asleep. Lucid dreams tend to happen in the last few hours of sleep. So that's why 5 hours is best.
Hmm.
I've had that happen where I didn't do it on purpose, but where you wake up, you go pee or whatever, you get back in bed, and all of a sudden you're in a dream and you're there.
Yeah. And you realize it's a dream and you can make things happen. There's supposed to be, if you realize you're in a dream, you're supposed to look at your hands.
Why?
Because that is like an anchor point. And then you can start to control the action of the dream. Like if you say, I want to fly, you can sprout wings or whatever. But you're supposed to find an anchor point. You're supposed to look at your hands in the dream. Look at your hands.
I've never been that in control.
Well, if you
dreams.
Ever find yourself in a lucid dream again, try to look at your hands.
Do you?
I've tried, but I try to remember to, but I never really wake up in my own dreams.
And you lay in bed a lot.
I do. I've tried to lucid dream before and I can't do it. I can sometimes get in a loop where I'm sort of dreaming the same thing over and over again.
Did you know you cannot read in your dreams? You can't open up a book and read in your dreams?
I've never tried. Hmm. That's interesting. Why is that?
Having to do with reading comes from one side of the brain and dreaming comes from the other. And then it says, because even in dreams, apparently your eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did you just find a fast fact?
No, it's not a fast fact. Oh. Please don't play it.
You don't even read in real life, though. Why? What would make you look up the dreaming?
Because she was talking about things to anchor points. Yeah. And I remember in an episode of Batman, the comics series, Batman was captured by one of the bad guys, and he kept opening up these books, and he kept saying, "Why can't I read these books?" And he realized he was dreaming, and that the bad guy captured him and put him in this dream state. And so he was doing all these things to try to wake himself up.
Oh.
It was the Mad Hatter caught him.
Or the
Riddler.
What so finally did it? What woke him up?
I think he jumped out of a window or caught himself on fire or something. And then the guy was like, "How did you wake up? You shouldn't have been able to wake up."
The evil laugh. So you're basing this on the science of Batman.
The science of Batman. Batman, the cartoon, the animated series.
I like it.
Nice.
Shame.
So we don't know if it's true or not, actually. That's interesting.
Text in if I'm right. Don't bother to text in at all if you disagree with me at all.
There's a 34-year-old woman named Stephanie Dasko in South Union Township, Pennsylvania. She's got a court-ordered ban from going to the nearest Walmart.
She's got a what ban?
A court-ordered ban.
Oh, a court-ordered ban.
Did I mumble that one?
I thought you said she's got a court-ordered ban.
Court-ordered ban from going to the nearest Walmart.
Okay, why? Why? But that's, what a bummer. How's she going to get her stuff?
It doesn't say how she got it, but she hates it because she violated the ban earlier this month. Employees called the cops when she got there. Stephanie, I've worked at stores where there are customers that are just a nuisance, and you are like, oh, God, here comes that one person. I'm so bummed. It's going to be a scene. No matter what, it's always a scene. The person that comes in, tries on 10 things with no intention of buying stuff, and is just hanging around. Mm. You know.
I do.
Ugh. Anyway. She violated the ban and went there earlier this month. The employees called the cops, and when they got there, Stephanie explained why she'd gone to Walmart. She said the cake at Walmart, it's too good to stay away.
The cake?
The cake. The cake they have here is too good to stay away.
What?
I have to come.
They got like a big bakery there or something?
I guess. She's looking at trespassing charges.
I've never tried Walmart cake.
How's your twerking game?
Oh, strong.
Oh, let's see.
Strong, dude.
You can't twerk.
I can twerk like a mad woman. I'm just kind of tired right now, though.
You're all hopped up on ice cream. Come on.
I'm actually feeling like I might need a nap. No, I twerked downstairs in the Secret Show one time. I'm not going to twerk. You know why? Because I don't want Vaughn to make it the clip of the day.
A bar in... He won't. He wouldn't do that. Uh-huh. Vaughn, you wouldn't do that. A bar in Council Bluffs, Iowa held something called the Twerking Olympics.
All right.
Oh.
A lot of the kids from Iowa Western Community College attended and participated. Unfortunately, about 30 people started fighting at the event.
Oh, why? Over what?
I don't know. The fight went on out into the streets and back to the college dorms. And the cops are reviewing what happened. They've arrested 8 men for their roles in the Twerking Olympics brawl.
Oh. Where's it? They fighting over like, well, my girlfriend twerks the best. No, my girlfriend twerks the best.
No way, man.
It's my girlfriend.
I don't know what the argument could have been about. The whole story.
Maybe the dudes were trying to twerk.
That story was somehow in hopes of catching you in a sugar rush and getting you to twerk for us.
Good try, Vinny. I'm too old and too smart for that.
Oh, fail. News fail, everyone. That's
good
an example
try.
Of a news fail.
That was an excellent effort.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm counting on Hooman for lots of Instagram live videos of Winterland this year, and I'm looking forward to the next few weeks where my favorite morning show will be talking about John Mayer constantly.
Oh.
John Mayer fan
it.
There.
I guess so.
You got it.
We'll do it.
Bryn, if you want the baby to come, have your lady eat some fresh pineapple and then give it to her real good.
Oh.
A pineapple?
Pineapple. I haven't heard that before.
Well, any excuse to give it to her real good. It's going to be a while.
Oh, after?
Mm. It's not like a 6-week thing before
you
have to
they
get
say
checked.
6 weeks, but good luck trying to.
Then you.
I mean, no, it'll be fine for you, bro. Don't worry. I'm sure that's going to go well
I'm
for
sure
you.
It'll be fine. You know, the place gets. Beat up.
Destroyed.
It's not even that. It's the busy distraction, lack of sleep, unbelievable changes in your life. This is what it's come to. The barf on your shirt sleeve, all the stuff.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, you're going to love
it. But you can't wait.
I can't. I'm super excited.
Do you remember much of it? Or did you kind of hand your baby over to your mom and dad?
No, it was fully me and her. We moved out.
Oh, so when you first had the baby... I didn't realize that.
I moved in actually with her parents into a different.
This was the mother of your first kid.
Uh huh.
So you guys had a kid, and then you'd go off to high school in the morning. And
no, I went to Independence High School, which is a homeschooling thing.
Mm. Oh.
You go there once a week. Graduated from there a year early.
So it's like you study, you get booklets, and just go home and do them.
Write essays. It's like.
But then you get homework. your diploma and it's,
A high school diploma instead of a GED. Mm-hmm. And I think I was at City College at the age of 14. So
my high school girlfriend went to a school like that.
She
ditched so much that she had to go to the self. They called it self, but it was just they'd give her booklets and she'd have to do them. And she graduated.
It's perfect for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember most of it. It was, and Derek slept really well.
So he was a good baby?
He was perfect.
How's this new one going to be?
Well, we'll
perfect.
See, right?
Perfect, of course.
We'll see.
Doesn't want to leave the womb.
You're right about that.
No, maybe she's sleeping, you know?
Pineapple.
Leave her in there. What's a rush?
Yeah, you're good.
Down to 6 gallons? Yeah,
after Halloween. Let's hope for, fingers crossed for after Halloween.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll with the punches.
All right.
Happens. Should be fun.
Due date was Sunday.
Yeah, a few days ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.